Thank you, Graham. Now, I have to start with an apology on behalf of the Lord Mayor. Unfortunately, she was taken ill today and can't be here tonight. Now, anyone who knows the Lord Mayor, and I know that many of you do know the Lord Mayor because, of course, you are friends of the city, know that she would have to be extremely ill to not be here tonight. Because tonight we're going to be doing what the Lord Mayor loves doing more than anything, and that's talking about cities. And tonight's a bit special because we get to talk about cities with some very fine French gentlemen. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, the traditional custodians of our land, and pay my respects to their elders, both past and present. And of course, we'd like to acknowledge the people of the 200 nationalities who also call this great city home. I'd like to acknowledge the New South Wales Planning Minister, Mr. Brad Hazzard, and the French Ambassador. Tonight, we're privileged to welcome Pierre Monsat, who is not only Deputy Mayor of Paris, but also one of Europe's leading urban planners. Pierre was instrumental in bringing together a huge number of governments and authorities who shared responsibility for the governance of Greater Paris. By forging a consensus that went beyond party politics and short-term thinking, he's been able to achieve great changes for the people of Paris. We are very grateful that he has made time this evening to spend it with us. Sydney and Paris may be separated by geography, language, and history, but they also share a great deal. Both are large and growing cities facing the challenge of fitting in more people, more businesses, more visitors, whilst retaining their identity, culture, and public open spaces that make them world-renowned. How do we address, at times, the competing demands placed upon our cities? Excellence in design is not an indulgence. It is an opportunity to find solutions to the challenges we face. It is an opportunity to improve people's lives. The City of Sydney is proud to invest in excellent design. Excellent design isn't limited to iconic buildings that dot the skyline. It also means creating great parks, pools, and open spaces, such as Pyramid Park and the Ianthorpe Aquatic Centre that encourage healthy lifestyles. It is building state-of-the-art libraries like the Surrey Hills Library and soon-to-be-constructed Green Square Library, and equipping them with resources that open up a world of possibility to people young and old. It means creating great streets, great pocket parks, community gardens, and neighbourhoods that support a real sense of community. And it means providing sustainable transport options like our network of safe, separated bike paths, car share, and light rail for our city centre and beyond. Around the world, cities are growing. They cover only 2% of the Earth's land surface, but they house more than half the world's population. By 2036, Sydney will need to cope with 1 million extra people. By 2030, Paris will be grappling with a population of 15 million. It is in cities that we have the best opportunities to tackle the big challenges we see around the world, such as addressing climate change, protecting our environment, promoting social equity, and creating safe and welcoming communities. Repeating the mistakes of the past will only lead to more of the same problems with transport and housing, which is why government must invest in a range of options. Cities like Sydney and Paris need more transport, not simply more roads. Luckily, in a globalized and connected world, a good design that solves a problem in one continent can become a solution half a world away. Pierre has been able to harness the decision-making power of multiple layers of government and more than 1,000 local councils to make dramatic improvements for the communities of Paris. The Parisian experience shows that great progress is only achieved when different levels of government from different political backgrounds are willing to cooperate and work collaboratively with their community. Through years of research and consultation with tens of thousands of members of our community, the City of Sydney created its vision for the future, Sustainable Sydney 2030. Sustainable Sydney 2030 reflects the aspirations of our community to make this city green, global, and connected. Excellent design is a critical part of our vision. But to make this vision a reality, we need the cooperation of all levels of government, the innovation of business across many industries, and the support of the people of Sydney, not just in our local area, but from the centre to the mountains, the rivers, and the national parks which border our great city. As we make big decisions about Sydney's future, I'm sure that Pierre's experiences can provide some valuable lessons for us all. Thank you.